Good morning and welcome to you all. And I'll give a wave to all those on Zoom and hope that you are waving back. It's good to come together to worship. And if you are a visitor with us, you know, we give you a particularly warm welcome, whether you be here in the sanctuary or indeed online. We will be serving tea and coffee after the service, and we very much hope that you will stay. And talking of the after-service tea and coffee, we are grateful to Hei Jun for organising the rota, but we have a few gaps. So if anybody feels they could volunteer to serve tea and coffee after the morning service, week by week, the date's on here, I'll leave the rota at the front here and hopefully somebody or some people might volunteer. We ask you please to pray for Sukin Lee. He has gone back to Korea because his mother is very unwell. And we also ask for your prayers for two congregations near to us here in the centre of Kingston. The Everyday Church has decided to close, and All Saints is starting a period without its rector now that Jonathan Wilkes has left. So we do pray for these congregations in times of change. Thank you.
Whether we're in the sanctuary or whether we are at home, let us join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. Our Lord, we ask you to bless your people again, and let us be like streams that flow out in the desert. We join together to sing, Christ be our light.
Thank you.
We join together to pray. Let us pray. All-seeing God, you are so far beyond our understanding. Yet somehow, you love us and you call us into your presence. We, whether virtually or in the building, come gathering expectantly to worship and to learn from you and to learn about you, to learn about one another, to learn about ourselves. Lord, open our eyes. God of the vulnerable, we adore you. God of the able-bodied and the disabled, we adore you. God of the heartbroken, we adore you. God of the faithful and the floundering, we adore you. God of healing, we adore you. God of hope, we adore you. God of joy, we adore you. God of all time, we come to worship. Forgive us for the notion that some of our lives are outside of your interest. Forgive us for the idea that every day and every moment is not to be part of our worship to you. Part of our offering is the offering of our days. Lord, we confess the wrong that we have done, the good that we failed to do, the things that we did with a bitter spirit, the gossip, the people we have maligned. Lord Jesus, forgive us. And the Lord Jesus says to us, as he said to Bartimaeus, go, your faith has healed you. Lord, we receive our forgiveness. And we also know that you say, pick up your cross and follow me. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I was just about to say, no, I'm not going to offer you a cup of tea. Sorry. You'll have to stay to the end of the service. Good morning, everybody in the building. Good morning, everybody at home. And I'm going to check with Catherine tomorrow to find out whether you waved back, because she'll know. Right, I need a volunteer. I just need to get another bit of my kit, which I forgot. I need a volunteer, someone who's happy to wear a blindfold. I'm prepared to wait. Excellent. Do you know what, Dahi, come forward. Come on. Because I was thinking, I'm going to ask Dahi, and then I thought, no, I better not pick on anyone. I'll ask first. And then she volunteered. Well, someone's volunteered her anyway. Fantastic. No, because I need you to kind of like feel for things and yeah. Is that all right? Yeah? Underneath that cloth are all sorts of objects, and I want you to have a feel around. I'm going to give you a minute to identify all those things, okay, with a mask on. So there you go. Yes? Yeah, do you want to put them on there? Right, okay, brilliant. I will now take this off. All sorts of things on there, and I will show people, don't worry at home if you can't see, because I'll tell you what they are in a minute. Right, so do you want to come over to the trolley? There's the trolley, right? And there's a, right, I'm going to give you a minute. Okay, so tell me, what are they? A bracelet, okay. Put that on there, yeah. A pen. A container. A wooden stick, okay. A toy. A lanyard. Earplugs. A what? A mouse? Yeah, computer mouse. Another toy and stop. Okay, you can take the mask off and put your glasses back on. So we've got, this wasn't a toy, you need to fill the whole thing. It's the letter S, obviously, because it belongs to me. And it's got a little hole in the top. It's where I store a pencil in my office. So that's like a pencil holder. The bracelet was actually a rubber, well, it's kind of like a bracelet. You can wear it. It's a Royal British Legion thing, but it's actually a ruler. So that was that. The toy, this is something that a friend bought for me. It's a trebuchet, but it's actually also a pencil sharpener. I can flick things at people. So I can put something on there, go into Catherine's office and flick it at her like that, as I do. That is a pen. That's a container, but it's actually my reusable coffee cup. Lanyard and earplugs, you got correct. The wooden thing was actually a plastic, it's like a glow stick. So when you break it and shake it, it will glow in the dark. It's what we give to the kids at Halloween and stuff. Yeah, that is a mouse, computer mouse. We also had a little sort of trophy that I made, and there is on the lanyard, if you'd felt round it, you'd have felt a hair clip. That is a coaster with my butler coat of arms on. I never knew I had a coat of arms, but anyway. That's a mini candle. You picked that up, but you didn't know what that was. That's a mini candle. There was a key on a fob. There was, it's not like a credit card, but it's actually a gift aid card. And a mini rolling pin. Okay, so you did pretty well. Thank you very much. We're thinking about sight today and seeing things, and seeing things in their entirety and seeing things for what they actually are. And sometimes it's difficult for us to see, even when we have our actual physical sight, it's difficult for us to see. And in the story today, someone who couldn't see in a physical way, someone who was blind, actually had more sight than the people around him. He was an outsider, he was looked down upon because he had a disability, but he saw Jesus and he saw who Jesus really was. And many of the other people around him couldn't see that or weren't prepared to acknowledge that. So that's what we're thinking about today, really looking at people and really exploring everything about them and trying to get to know them and seeing God in other people. That's the kind of sight that we need to be developing. Thank you.
Song with actions. I am a city on a hill. Come on, you can't tell me you don't know it. Not that again. Absolutely that again. Huh? Until you can get up and go it. Yes, that's right. I can read lips. Up against. Thank you. Jesus living in me can change the world. I am a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Let the light shine, let the light shine, let the light shine. Let it shine, let the light shine, let the light shine, let the light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let the light shine, let the light shine, let the light shine. If God is for me, we are light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world. We are a city on a hill. We are light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world. Let the light shine, let the light shine, let the light shine. Let it shine. Let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. If God is for us, who can stand against us? Let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. Excellent.
Jeremiah 31, verse 7 to 9. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brook of water in a straight path, in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn.
Which you were all expecting. So in Mark's Gospel, we have the story of the healing of one blind man, and then we have this other story of Bartimaeus. And we have perpetually in Mark's Gospel an underlying narrative of how the disciples didn't understand. And here, Bartimaeus, the outsider, recognizes and sees. Ruth Anderson will read this passage to us. Doesn't need a shove on the back.
They came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way.
So let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and you are our Redeemer. Amen. The jokes and cheery sayings of Jeremiah is a very thin book. Here we have a joyful collection which is known as the Book of Consolations, Oracles, a mixture of poetry and prose. And it talks about Israel being restored. These verses were written after Jerusalem has been destroyed again to offer hope to the people living in exile. And the poem opens with a string of commands. Sing aloud with gladness. Raise loud shouts. Proclaim praise and say, and the tone is marked with the urgency of joy. Living without hope is a gut-wrenching thing. Prisoners who have no hope of ever being released from prison are the most difficult to manage. They have to be kept a special eye on. They have literally nothing to hope for. Hope changes everything. But the hope of the people was not that they would go back to the good old days. These people are a remnant. They are fugitives. They are refugees. They once had power in their own lands, and now they are in exile. Their country has been destroyed. The hope was that what was scattered would be brought back. And the people described are the most vulnerable, the women and the children, the people who are disabled, mobility and vision issues particularly. People in the company You require social support. What is scattered will be brought back from the furthest parts of the earth. It's a hope of return to Jerusalem. And the great company will return. Yet it's a band of the marginalized, made greater by some dividing action. God will provide the support and the care. The metaphor is of a divine parent. God, who is the Father of Israel. God, who will provide a path on which people will not stumble. And God will provide accommodation for the community. God, who is for them Father, and we remember that for us as people, we are people who pray, our Father. So the hope of the people is not in their strength, because they're weak. It's not in their social presence, because they're on the edge. Their hope is based on God. Yes, they have things to do and people to be, but they will not build a good future without God's help. The question for us is, what is the basis of our hope going forward? It is not that things will go back to how they were before. People have died. Many have moved. People have arrived. Life is different. Zoom meetings. Who knew what Zoom was? I thought Zoom was a nice lolly 2 years ago. Who knew what Zoom was? Home working means that social contact is different. And we have to be intentional. Walking down the street and then moving into the middle of the road to avoid somebody is our new version of good manners. And a rich man came running up to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, I paraphrase, "Keep the Ten Commandments." And he said, "Yes, I do." And Jesus said, "Okay, give away what you have to the poor." And the man said, "Hell to the no." Again, I paraphrase. In this story of the poor man Bartimaeus, he leaps up from the only thing that he has that's of any value, because he needs to receive his healing from Jesus. His only valuable possession is his cloak, and that is so much worthless dust compared with the option of healing at the hands of Jesus. The cloak is not some sort of aesthetic garment. For individuals living below the poverty line, it was the cloak that would provide warmth in the night that meant they could sleep. And in the day, it was the thing that they would lay out so that people would chuck money at them. But what happens if you regain your sight? You lose your job, you lose your livelihood. You lose your pals, you lose your social circle. Yes, you gain your sight. But would that be a gift if you never had it? Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" He doesn't assume that he knows best. I remember hearing a plastic surgeon talking about meeting people for the first time in his consulting room, and they walked in and he'd look at them and he'd think he knew what they would want, and then he would ask them, "What can I do for you?" And he was often wrong. You looked and you saw one thing, but that wasn't what worried them. To be respectful of people and what they need is the loving thing to do. Too easily, when we are caring for others, we grab control. We take the power. Our aim as a community is to be a people that empower the weakest so that they can take control of their lives, like Jesus did. Not doing good to people from our lofty mountaintop of assurance in our own value. So what do we see when we look at this story? Do we see a poor, disabled man, needy and pushed down? Or a man who shouts out so loud that he makes other people feel uncomfortable? And sometimes, let me tell you, young, white, male, healthy people. People have to shout because no one is listening. So what do we see when we look at the story? Who is in the center? Bartimaeus or Jesus? For Jesus, it is Bartimaeus. His faith heals him. "Go, your faith has made you well." And the first thing that Bartimaeus does, clearly he was one of us, Bartimaeus. The first thing Bartimaeus does is be disobedient. He's one of our gang, eh? He doesn't go. Jesus says, "Go." He says, "Hell to the no, I'm hanging on with you, Jesus." He doesn't go. He stays. He follows Jesus on his way. And I wonder where that led him. I wonder where it led him. I wonder what he saw with the rest of his life. I wonder whether he ever saw anything that was as amazing as the first sight when his eyes were reopened. I wonder if he ever saw anything as amazing as the moment when, in his blindness, he pushed through the crowd shouting and heard Jesus calling him. Bartimaeus belongs to the group who are wandering in the desert, the group that were rejected, the one that the rich man wasn't having a part of, the cloak giving up the power that he had. He doesn't need his cloak anymore. He's covered by the cloak of Jesus. The edge of his garment, Jesus' garment, has the power to heal him. To us, the question: do we know what it is to be vulnerable enough to stumble through the crowd, to need to touch the hem of his garment? And the next story in the scriptures also has a story about cloaks across a road and a donkey that comes riding over them as it walks towards the cross. And it's like us opening the, can you imagine if we said to Catherine, "Right, Catherine, we're going to open the front door and we're just going to let a donkey wander in. Just, it's welcome. Just let it in." Opening up the front door of your house and let a donkey wander in. Dirty. No problem. No problem, Jesus. We are just happy to see you. The story starts with a man sitting on the edge of a road. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And it ends with him striding out with Jesus, following his way. Healing, yes, in his eyes, but more in his worldview. He has purpose. His life has meaning. And that is where our hope lies too. We have a life that has a purpose, and that is where our hope lies. We all, always have a purpose. Every single one of us. The brightest, the daftest, the most socially excluded, the most socially included, we all have a purpose. I have been there at the beds of the most weak people, and I have been ministered to in that place at that time. You do not have to be strong and able-bodied or rich or sorted to be a follower of Jesus and have something to offer. Indeed, you could argue that all these things about being strong and able-bodied and being rich are actually a disability, because they stop us from leaning on him. Let us be silent together, and then we will pray. We thank you, Lord, that you are God of action and interaction. Thank you for the amazing sights you have for us. If we are prepared to call on you, give to each of us, Lord Jesus, our healing. And thank you that you are a God of healing. And that with you, there is purpose for every day, and there is hope for our future. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Right, we're going to sing. We're going to sing "Open the Eyes of Our Heart, of My Heart, Lord," which some of you will know, and some of you may not. And for that reason, I'm going to drag, kicking and screaming, Abby up to the front to the mic, so that she can maybe help some of you sing.
Shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 my own Lord. Open the eyes of love. I want to see you. I want to see.
Thank you. For the 11:30 service, we're going to be looking at themes around the Black History Month. And so some of these themes have been suggested for our prayers of intercession today. So let us pray. We pray for people who are forced to leave the homes that they love and make perilous journeys in order to seek a better life because of hunger, or war, or oppression, and then only to face racism and lack of opportunities and pain in the receiving country. Pray for people who are isolated because of language and culture barriers, trapped in the family home and facing domestic violence, maybe due to cultural differences or the caste system. We pray for people who are brought to Britain using all their savings and possibly their family's savings too, believing they will have a better opportunity to provide for their families, having to leave their children behind to be raised by other family members, only to end up as modern slaves. People who don't have access to medicine have come to the UK to provide for elderly relatives, having to take on menial jobs despite being overqualified to pay for the medicine to send back. We pray for those who live with racism every day. We pray for ourselves where maybe because of racism we are disabling our country from enjoying the fullness of the gifts and the fruits of all our citizens. We pray for ourselves. For maybe we don't recognize or welcome or engage with somebody who's not like us, and we miss out on how our lives could be enriched. Lord, we hold up our particular burdens to you. We pray for ourselves. We bring all our prayers in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just remind you about shoeboxes. You want to make a donation to shoeboxes, £10, suitably labelled. And we know that many people are given electronically, and we have got the ability to tap now. So if you would like to continue our worship, some with offerings, many of who people have already made their offering, but for those who would give at this point, our offering will now be received. So let us pray. All things have their origin in you, Lord, and from these riches we freely give, that your church might grow in this place, in this community, and throughout your world. Lord, we pray. Amen. And our final hymn, Thou Whose Almighty Word.
Thank you.
as we leave. O Jesus Christ, teacher and healer, who heard the cry of the blind beggar when others would have silenced him, teach us to be attentive to the voices others ignore, that we might respond through the power of the Spirit to heal the afflicted, to welcome the abandoned, and to live the gospel. For your sake. And all God's people said, Amen. Whether they were online or whether they were in the building, they said,
Amen.
Much better.